Now some news from the world of sports, and we'll start in men's college hoops, where the Johnson State Badgers sent their graduating players off with a win on senior night last night, beating Green Mountain College 59-56. Green Mountain got a big night from Thomas Brown. He led all scorers with 27 points, but the Badgers held the Eagles to just 37% shooting overall and were 46% from the floor themselves, led by Benjamin Hall's 14. The Badgers close out their season Saturday at Castleton, but the Badgers do remain in the running for an NAC tournament playoff berth. The Spartans, meanwhile, were in action last night, pulling out a tight one-point win, 69-68, over Linden State in Lindenville. It was a back-and-forth affair all night until Castleton went up by three on a Jordan Nelson jumper. The Hornets closed to within one on two free throws by Xavier Colbert, but that was all the scoring either team would do. Neither squad hit a bucket over the final 2 minutes of the game, and the Spartans held on for the win. Jordan Nelson had a game-high 18 points for Castleton. Josiah Woodruff had 17 to lead the Hornets. Castleton improves to 16-7 with the victory, and they can clinch the second seed in the tournament if they beat Johnson State on Saturday. The Castleton women were winners as well over Linden State, winning 80-62 behind 21 points from Amanda Beatty, her fourth consecutive game with at least 20 points. Mariah Ramos led Linden State with 18. The Spartans have already secured a bye into the semifinals of the NAC tournament next week. They close out their season Saturday against Johnson State. The Badgers are in sixth place in the conference, and the game has significance for them as they try to stay in that slot and qualify for the tournament. The Badgers helped themselves in that effort with a 65-45 win over Green Mountain on senior night. Casey DeGrinia scored a double-double, pulling down 17 rebounds to go with her matching 17 points on the evening. To the pros, and the Boston Celtics are heading into the All-Star break crying foul over a foul. Playing the second of back-to-back contests, the Celtics went down to the wire against the Chicago Bulls in a very entertaining game, clinging to a one-point lead when Jimmy Butler pulled up for a jump shot with Marcus Smart defending him. Butler missed the shot, but Smart was called for a foul, and Butler sank his two free throws with less than 1 second left to go on the clock to come away with a 104-103 win for the Bulls. Was Butler fouled? Well, that depends on your definition of the word. Smart's hand definitely brushed Butler's elbow. It made contact, but kind of brushed it in the way that a feather duster might glide over a coffee table. Smart certainly couldn't believe the call. He did a you-gotta-be-kidding-me dance, hopping up and down the court in incredulity. But referees don't get swayed by such displays, and Butler did his job to put the game away. The Celtics still enter the All-Star break as one of the hottest teams in the league, winners of 11 of their last 13, despite the close loss last night. To the NHL, and the New York Islanders are the poster child team for what the Boston Bruins hope will come of firing their head coach recently, Claude Julien. The Islanders were mired at the bottom of the conference not long ago when they gave their head coach Jack Capuano his walking papers, and since then they have steadily climbed under interim coach Doug Weight. They inched further up that ladder towards a potential playoff spot with a 4-2 win over their arch rivals, the New York Rangers, last night. Andrew Ladd scored twice for the Islanders, and John Tavares had two assists. The Islanders are now just 1 point behind Toronto for the second and final available wildcard slot in the Eastern Conference. And finally, a University of Vermont skiing alum has made history. Lowell Bailey, who graduated from UVM in the class of 2005, became the first American ever to win a biathlon world championship in a thrilling finish on Thursday in Hochfilzen, Austria. Biathlon was the only winter sport in which the United States had never won an Olympic or world title, that according to officials with U.S. Biathlon. Bailey completed the 20K race in 48 minutes, 7 seconds, and was a perfect 20 for 20 in shooting. Team USA had previously earned two silver medals and a bronze medal in past championships dating back to 1958. Bailey has earned a trip to his fourth career Winter Olympic Games, and no matter what he does next year in those games, he has already made history this year with his upset win in Austria yesterday.